Missy dug inside her purse looking for this key she'd promised Zane she had possession of. Standing behind her, he wrapped his arms around her from the back and leaned over her shoulder. "Want help?"
"No, I know I've got it. I just have to find it."
"All right." It was all Zane could do to stop himself from grabbing the purse and dumping the contents on the floor to speed this process along. Alternately, he could have picked the lock in less time than it took her to find the key. This bag of hers seemed to be a bottomless pit, in spite of its deceiving small size. Finally, she emerged with the key in hand.
"Got it."
"Good." He was moments away from taking matters into his own hands. Now that he'd confessed his shortcomings to her, and amazingly she'd forgiven his part in his father's plan, he could give in to the attraction they both felt, the attraction he'd been fighting all day. Zane was done fighting. She turned the knob and pushed the door open. He waited just long enough for her to get the key out of the lock before he turned her to face him and hauled her against him while kicking the door closed with one foot at the same time. Zane pushed her coat off her shoulders and down her arms. He tossed it onto the back of a chair, and then his hands were back on her. He laid his palms on the spot where the curve of Missy's waist gave way to the swell of her hips. The fabric of the rich blue dress was soft beneath his fingers, but he knew her skin would be even softer. He'd get to that part. Soon. Now he needed to kiss her. So he did. Raising his hands to her face, he took possession of her lips in a hard, deep kiss. He meant it to let her know this could lead to one thing and one thing only. Him inside her. She must have had the same idea. As he kissed her, stroking his tongue against hers, he felt her unbuttoning his shirt. She ran her hands over the bare skin of his chest and groaned. Happy she liked what she felt, he grabbed her by the waist and lifted, carrying her across the room as she wrapped her legs around his back, all while they remained locked at the lips. He felt the spiked heels of her boots against his back. Damn. That was hot. He'd be leaving her boots on for a little while after the dress came off. They were in her boss's house. The bedroom was out of the question as far as he was concerned, but not the wide leather sofa. He carried her there, dumping her onto the cushions and following her down. The dress had a tie in the front that had tantalized him all day as he wondered what would happen if he should untie it. Like a ribbon on a gift, would pulling the tail cause the dress to open and reveal everything he wanted? Zane was about to find out. He tugged on the ends of the bow and pulled the sides of the wrap dress open. He knew lingerie, and hers was some quality stuff. The intricate lace was delicate, the fabric high-end, but it was all just decoration. It was the woman beneath the bra and panties that was the most impressive. Missy was what attracted his attention most, not the underwear. He ran his hands from the lace of her undergarments to the warm satin of her skin. "Christ, you're beautiful,"